So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome everybody, it's Dan. Today's Thursday, welcome to our very first UK crypto show. So we figured that times are changing pretty fast right now. And because times are changing so fast, one of the new shows that we wanted to add is a cryptocurrency type podcast. And that's exactly what we've done here. So every Thursday, 12 noon, we're going to start talking about cryptocurrency and anything associated with blockchain. So let me tell you about how I first got started, actually. A couple of years ago, probably 2016-17, I was aware of blockchain and I was aware of Bitcoin when it wasn't really worth that much, and maybe a couple of pounds, in fact. Obviously, this is one of those stories that I should have invested earlier. And I went to Waterstones and I went up to the lady and I said, "Where are all your books on Bitcoin?" And she's like, "I'm sorry, what? Bitcoin? Where are all your books on Bitcoin?" It's maybe 2016, 2017. And she just looked at me like I was an alien, obviously. And I said, "You know, blockchain, digital money, finance." And she's like, "Oh, no idea. Look in the finance section." So I did. And there, lo and behold, were some books on cryptocurrency. And I thought, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to immerse myself into cryptocurrency, because I felt that this was going to be the future, going back a couple of years ago. This, of course, and here we are, Bitcoin at just under $50,000. So I saw the books on Bitcoin and or cryptocurrency, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to buy every single book I can find on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and digital money and that kind of thing. So I did. I bought the entirety of the Waterstones knowledge repository of cryptocurrency, which was a grand total of two books. So I bought them both, spent 25 quid. I totally regret buying those books. I should have bought Bitcoin. I would have made a lot more money. But that was my kind of first foray into cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And obviously, you know, we've seen the thing just grow and grow and grow. I have got Bitcoin. I have got Dogecoin. I have got Ethereum. I've got Litecoin. Let me tell you what else I've got. I've got some other crazy stuff that you've never heard of. I've got Stellar Lumens. I've got XRP. I've even got a bit of OMG, OMG Network. Is that my portfolio? Yeah, that's what I've got. I've also got some Litecoin as well. So I've got various bits and bats at various different levels. But I've also, you know, looking at different things. And this is the thing about cryptocurrency right now, is it's not just about Bitcoin and it's not just about Ethereum and Ripple and Dogecoin and all of that kind of thing. It's not about just that. It's about the blockchain. And the blockchain is actually more important than the cryptocurrency on which it sits, or cryptocurrency sits on top of the blockchain. I'm not going to go into detailed explanations as to why the blockchain actually works or how it works and that kind of thing. I really want to talk about the uses of the blockchain and the uses of cryptocurrency. And one thing in particular right now, here we are, you know, a year after the first lockdown here in Spain. We went into lockdown in March last year in 2020. We're now March 2021, depending when you're listening to this, playing it back. But one of the things that's really been obvious to me in the last few months is how much of an acceleration we've had of moving things online. Obviously, since the 90s, late 90s, with Amazon and all that, you know, the blue dot-com bubble and all of that in year 2000, there's been a huge move to everything online. We literally do everything online. He says streaming online, you know. We do our banking online. We order food online. We date online. And so everything has moved online. And one of the things that hadn't yet moved online 2016, 2017, and still to this day, actually, is digital currency. Like, and you might say, "Well, Dan, you know, I can buy Bitcoin." And yes, you can. But when did you last buy two pizzas for Bitcoin? Never. What was the last item that you purchased with any kind of digital currency? Probably not. I mean, you might use PayPal, but that's not digital currency. It's still using the US dollar or the Great British pound. Or we use TransferWise. I just paid one of our guys Indian rupees. We paid a guy in Bulgarian lev. You know, we're not using cryptocurrency to make those payments. So we're still right at the very start of digital money. And if you think about this, you know, Bitcoin at $50,000, people are saying, "Oh, it's too late. I've missed the boat." Like, where do you think Bitcoin is going to be in the next let's push the boat out a little bit. Let's talk about the next 10 years. Where do you think Bitcoin is going to be in the next 10 years? $50,000, $2,000. I'll tell you what, if it's $2,000 in 10 years' time, I am buying as much Bitcoin as possible, because I really don't believe it's going to go down to that level. I think it's here to stay, and I think it's the digital equivalent of gold. Useless for transactions, far too expensive, far too energy using for transactions. But I do think as a store of wealth, Bitcoin specifically is going to be it. But the new stuff coming through all the time. There's one that I'm looking at right now, but I'm not going to talk about, but it's gone up like 100% in the last week. And it's just literally beginning its journey, and we're about to invest in it, I think. I mean, it's happening. But for me, this is about the underlying thing that cryptocurrency sits on. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today is non-fungible tokens. And I'm going to explain what these are and how it sits on the blockchain and why you can profit and how you can profit. I just spent about $2,000 on this myself in the last couple of days. So let me just pull up some links here. So let me just finish. First of all, where do we think Bitcoin's going to be? 100 grand in 10 years time, 100 grand, £1 million, so $1 million, $10 million. Like, I'm not sure about $10 million, but is it going to be worth $1 million, one Bitcoin? I think it's got legs. I definitely think it's going to be up there. Maybe not me, a million, maybe half a million. Who the hell cares, right? You know, the time to get into it was a couple of years ago. But that's not to say that you've missed the boat, because we've got things like Ethereum right now, which is about, let me go back to the pricing. How much is Ethereum, which is the second largest cryptocurrency with a market cap of 178 billion. Bitcoin, by the way, has got 917 billion. Litecoin, so Ethereum's $1,500. Litecoin's $185. Litecoin's only got a 12 billion market cap, so it's one-tenth. It's 1/100th the size of Bitcoin. Ethereum is about 20% the size of Bitcoin. Litecoin, Chainlink, Bitcoin Cash, 9.6 billion, 9.3 billion, Stellar Lumens, 9.3 billion, 41 cents. Like, there's some of the stuff that you could be investing into, but there's also some other stuff that I think you should be looking at as well. And these are non-fungible tokens. So let me explain what non-fungible token is. Try not to switch off and get bored. This stuff is going to be life-changing in 2021. This stuff, NFTs, non-fungible tokens, this is the thing that you will be watching right now. And I'm going to talk to you, maybe not today's, but in next week's session, about what the underlying thing, the underlying blockchain that non-fungible tokens relies on, where I think you're going to make some money. And I'm either going to be eating my words, because you're going to be looking at the price of this, and it's either, fallen flat on its backside, or it's gone up 10 times. And I think it's going up 10 times. But we're going to talk about that next week so you can actually see. Let's talk about non-fungible tokens, shall we? So what is a non-fungible token? This is going to be the buzzword of 2021 when it comes to cryptocurrency. For me, I've already invested about $2,000, and I'll tell you exactly what I've done with that. And then you can laugh at me and tell me what a madman I am. That's fine. I'm used to it. So non-fungible token, first of all, is, I've only got euros here, but if I have two 10 euro notes, okay, this is an old tatty one, but it's still worth 10 euros. One of the good things about money is it doesn't matter how used it is, it's still worth 10 euros. A secondhand euro, 10 euro note is still worth 10 euros. But if you have a 10 euro note and I have a 10 euro note and I exchange them, even though it's not the same and you might have a brand new one and I've got a really tatty one, they're still worth 10 euros, okay? That's called a fungible token, because it's interchangeable for the same amount, even though it's not the same thing. A non-fungible token, and you're going to hear this analogy everywhere, the analogy I use is the Mona Lisa. If I've got an original Mona Lisa and you've got a Mona Lisa on your wall, obviously it's a copy from Athena. Do you remember Athena 20 years ago, the old poster shop? So let's say you've got a copy from Athena, you pay 10 quid for it, and I happen to have the original Mona Lisa on my wall, and we swapped them, okay? Like, who's do you think going to get the better end of that deal? If I've got the original Mona Lisa, should we find out how much the Mona Lisa worth? Mona Lisa worth value. $860 million. Okay, so my Mona Lisa was worth $860. Your Athena poster, even though it's a copy of exactly the same thing, it's not an original. It might be $12.99 from the Athena poster shop. Big difference between the two. That's called a non-fungible token, because even though it's the same thing, valued at different things. So how does that fit into digital assets and Bitcoin? So this is where we go into some of the exciting things. So for example, I bought last week at NBATopShots.com a video of LeBron James, basketball player in the US, shooting a three-point shot and then turning around, looking at his mates and then running off. And that one clip is unique. Okay, and when I say it's unique, I mean that there are 15,000 other unique versions of that clip, each one with its own unique serial number. And so me, you know, I like getting into this stuff as early as we can. I like to be one of those early innovators that gets into stuff fairly quick, and you're either going to make money on it or you're not. I think we are probably going to make some decent money on this in the next 12 months, especially if LeBron James retires. But we bought a serial numbered version of that one clip. So we bought one out of 15,000 of that one clip. It's original. You cannot own that one clip. You can watch it on YouTube, just like you could pull up a picture of the Mona Lisa on your laptop and see it. It's not the original. And this is a bit that confuses everybody. And by the way, it confuses the heck out of me. And at some point, this is going to click and you're going to go, oh, my gosh, I should have bought more of these. And none of this is advice, by the way. That's for sure. If you're investing in cryptocurrency right now, let me just clarify absolutely straight off about how I sit with that. You are not investing, you are gambling. And I gambled on buying this LeBron James NFT, non-fungible token. So I bought it. It cost me $1,500. Let's go and see what it's worth. It's probably worth about the same. Prices dropped down to about $1,100. But this is like the old baseball cards. You know, the Bayreuth baseball card. Should we see how much a Bayreuth baseball card is now? Bayreuth. Let's see what that's worth. Let me have a look. Baseball card worth in 2020. We don't want to look on eBay. It might even be on eBay. $110,000. Is how much a Bayreuth baseball card is. Now, I could have a Top Trumps version of that same card. Mine's worth nothing of that one because it's non-fungible, not interchangeable, is worth 110,000. So my LeBron James clip is worth 1,500 quid according to the marketplace. And you can buy these and you can sell these non-fungible tokens on the marketplace. And again, this is the thing. For normal everyday people, it's a real brain mess trying to actually understand what this is worth. Now, one of his let me have a look at the most expensive non-fungible token on NBA Top Shop. Let me see. Only two listings. Jay Morant, $240,000. People are paying this. Let's go back to LeBron. LeBron's got one for $213,000 from last year. This is literally what people are paying money for. It's just bizarre. And I'm struggling to get my head around it. One of these sold for $71,000, literally a 5-second clip of LeBron James doing a dunk, because it's original. This is the difference between non-fungible and fungible. And then there's an extension to this, because it's not just these digital baseball cards or basketball cards, which used to be a static picture but are now incorporated with video. Like, artwork is about to... Like 2021, there's going to be more art sold in 2021 than any other time in history. And the art that's going to be sold is not even art that you can stick on a wall. It's going to be a non-fungible token and you own the artwork. And you might have to run it through a screen that goes on your wall, but you can't print it because it's a digital piece of art. Honestly, I understand that this is really hard to get your head around, but this is where we're going. So, for example, let me see. I did see one today. Grimes. Makes $5.8 million. So let me read this article to you. So musician Grimes debut NFT auction, non-fungible token, generates $5.8 million in 20 minutes. Acclaimed musician Grimes has made $5.8 million in 20 minutes after auctioning eight tokenized artworks. And when you tokenize a piece of art, it means you're recording, you're minting this onto the blockchain, which means there are only certain numbers available in existence. Even though you can look at the art, just like you can the Mona Lisa pretty much anywhere, there are still only a limited number. Like, why does someone buy a Mona Lisa? Is it to look at? I mean, obviously you can't because it's in the Louvre, isn't it? But why do people buy Picasso's and Van Gogh's and Mona Lisa and all this extra stuff? Why are people buying it? Is it because they like looking at it? Probably not, because you can just pull it up, because it's unique. They own it, and to resell it, it's resale value pretty much. That's why we're doing it. So Canadian musician and visual artist Claire Elise Boucher, or Grimes, has sold £5.8 million worth on February 28th. She launched a debut NFT collection called War Nymph. The collection takes elements from mythology and futurism, blah, 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 blah. It really doesn't matter, does it? The collection included four drawings sold by OpenDraw, three images sold through silent auction, and a regular auction for a single one-of-a-kind multimedia piece. Each of the artworks depicts angelic infants. Like, it doesn't matter. It could be a picture of a kebab. It just doesn't even matter. The four open edition tokenized were priced at $20 and limited to 100 copies each, with buyers of each piece being chosen through a random draw. More than 13,000 people signed up for each draw. The silent auction, which allowed bidders to anonymously vie for one of 10 copies of three artworks, fetched prices from $77,000 to $111,000, despite bids starting at $1,000. Because what happens here is you've got this really unique item, and then it enters into a marketplace. Now, you or I might not value that, but other people do value it. I'll give you another example. I play Titanfall 2 on the Xbox. I'm sometimes really awesome at it, but generally I'm pretty crap. But I'm often getting my ass kicked probably by 10-year-olds, quite frankly. But one of the things that you can do in that game is you can go to the store, and your weapons, you can buy different colors for the gun, right? Cost you like £3.99, and I'm looking at this, I'm like, who would pay £3.99 for a gun that's a different color but nobody ever gets to see except when you're playing Titanfall 2? Well, you would be surprised. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are paying for this. Let me extend it even further. Imagine that my avatar in a digital world, and that I can then transfer into each and every game, and this is coming, by the way. My avatar, instead of me playing Titanfall 2 and I'll just use the avatar that the game gives me, I can upload my own avatar. And guess what? I can buy the avatar its own Nike training shoes. So that every time I go into different games, I'm wearing a representation of what I might look like in real life within that game. This is where NFTs are going, and this is really where the future's heading. I know we've all seen this, where we're all in, you know, virtual reality goggles, and we're walking around and interacting with people. And the acceleration of cryptocurrency and blockchain in 2020 and 2021 is shot forward by another 10 years within a very short space of time, because we're not allowed out. And if a pandemic continues the way that it has, and for whatever reason, we, you know, life doesn't come back to normal, it's going to accelerate again and keep on accelerating. And so the person you are when you're meeting other people, it might be a completely digital representation of who you are, and that will sit on blockchain and you will own that representation, and you might even want to sell that digital representation. So for example, imagine LeBron James selling, he dies in 50 years time, and he sells his digital representation of himself. That would sell for millions and millions of pounds, because people then can walk around as LeBron James, right? And I know it's really hard to get your head around, but this is where we're heading. So the most expensive NFT was sold, Death of the Old, an animation depicting flying infant angels, who cares? They paid $389,000 for the one-of-a-kind artwork. Now, what's happening with NFTs right now is that people are creating their own artwork, and then they're selling them online. One 10-second clip sold for $6.6 million. And I know that it doesn't make sense to you right now. Honestly, it doesn't make sense to me. And this 10-second clip is not even anything amazing. In October 2020, Miami-based art collector Pablo Rodriguez Frail spent $67,000 on a 10-second video artwork that he could have watched for free online. Last week, he sold it for $6.6 million. There's a picture of him in his car. He's looking very happy. So would I if I made $6.6 million off a $67,000 piece of artwork. The video by digital artist Beeple, whose name was Mike Winkleman, was authenticated by blockchain. I'm going to highlight those words for you. It was authenticated by blockchain, which serves as a digital signature to certify who owns it and that it is original artwork. So now, yes, you can watch the artwork on YouTube, but it's not the certified original. If you want to own the certified original, like you might want to do with the Mona Lisa, for whatever reason you want that, pride, ego, you want to make some money on it down the line, then that's exactly what's going to happen. It's a new type of digital asset known as a non-fungible token that's exploded in popularity during the pandemic as enthusiastic investors scramble to spend enormous sums of money on items that only exist online. Look, whether you like it or not, kicking or screaming, this is the path that we as a society is going to go to. So let me talk about what I bought. Let me go to my collection. You can do this too, by the way, mbatopshop.com. You can go buy your own moment. The cheapest one is $20. I bought LeBron James. What did I pay? I think I paid $1,575 for it. And I know you're looking at me going, that's crazy. The guy that I bought it from paid $2,000. So I actually saved a little bit of money there, which was nice. Let's have a look and see what it's going for in the marketplace right now. I think it's going for about $1,500. So it's not gone up yet. I've only had it a couple of days. But I fully expect that this piece of art, which is what it is, will probably go. It's on at $1,479, so I lost $100 on it, but I've only had it a week. I reckon at least by the end of this year, that's going to go to about $10,000. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me why. I really don't care. We just did it. We threw some money down. Let's put it down as a test. And I'm a great believer as being, you know, an innovator, one of the people who signs up for things right at the start. I wish I'd have done it more with Bitcoin, although we did buy into Bitcoin. We didn't buy it early enough, even though we could see the way that the wind was, you know, about to blow. But I didn't because I listened to other people, because other people didn't understand it. And it's the same with NFTs. People don't understand this stuff and are then not going to buy it. So, shall I talk about what I'm going to do next? No, let's keep it for next week. We're going to run a test first. We're just about to invest into something else, and we're going to run it as a test. We'll just see how that goes. And we're either going to look very clever or we're going to look very stupid. And I don't mind either of those. It's fine. I don't mind. Let's talk about – so that's NFTs. You need to do your research. You need to go – spend, you know, 20 hours, go down the rabbit hole. You need to investigate, understand it back to front, inside out. You still won't understand it even after you've done all that. I still don't. But it's kind of, I can feel the shift coming along now, and I can see how this is starting to happen. But from an artwork point of view, 2021 is going to be huge for artwork. When UFC kicks in, and UFC is coming from the same company that does the NBA Hot Shots, Dabbler, I think it is. That is going to be enormous. Again, I think it's Dabbler. Let's just see if I can see it. No, I can't see it. But that's going to be enormous. Okay, I think we're done with NFTs. Let's just talk about a couple of other things I want to go through here. The next one then is, and by the way, I can see the crypto show. Just, you know, we could talk about crypto like for a couple of hours, couldn't we? Let's talk about Ripple for now. Ripple, which is, let's get the price on Ripple, XRP, Ripple, where is it? Where's XRP? Let me just do a search for it. I'm just trying to get you the price on it. Oops. Let me just get the price. Here we go. Markets. And then search Ripple. Okay, so XRP right now is 45 cents. It's gone up and then it went right down and then it's gone back up again. Some people are talking about Ripple going to being worth between $10,000 and $35,000. Now think about that for a second. Imagine this coin goes to, let's just say $1,000, and it's 50 pence a go right now. Why are you not buying $200? Like, it might go to zero, and then you've lost $200. And obviously, you should only be spending money that you're prepared to lose, as far as I'm concerned, with any kind of cryptocurrency. But what if, and based on that scenario, if you'd have bought 200 coins of Bitcoin right now, 200 times 50,000, you'd be sitting on $10 million worth. Now, one of the problems with this is that where were all those people who bought 200 pounds worth, 200 coins of Bitcoin at a dollar each? Where are they? Why do you never hear from them? And the reason you never hear from them is they sold out when it went to $10, because they made $2,000 off a $200 stake. They sold out. And now they've got stories of, oh, I had 200 coins and I sold it at $50, $1,000. This is the problem. People are not holding on to this stuff. The LeBron James trading card. I'm going to hold on to that for 10 years, goddammit. That's worth $100,000 in 10 years. I guarantee it. I don't guarantee it. I can't guarantee anything. Let me scratch that from the record. I'm pretty sure, pretty convinced that that's what this stuff is going to be worth. And as more NBA Top Shots come out on NFT with lower and lower numbers, the original stuff that originally came out is going to go up in value. But the people who bought Bitcoin for a pound each or 10 pence each, they sold out. There was a guy, there's a tweet that I saw going back maybe 5 or 6 years, and he bought it for like 10 cents each. And then he sold, he had like 77 coins, and then he sold it, you know. He sold 700 coins. I can't remember how much it was. It was a lot of coins, right? Doesn't even, you don't even need a lot of coins when it's $50,000 per coin. But what's that going to be in 10 years? And where's Ripple going to be in 10 years? And where's Ethereum going to be in 10 years? And where are NFTs going to be in 10 years? The nature about what we're doing right now is changing fundamentally. This is the shift that we keep talking about. We don't accept Bitcoin and Ethereum. And actually, in this month, that's going to change. We will accept. You can pay us in whatever you want. You can pay us in NFT, non-fungible tokens, if that's what you want to do. You can pay us in Dogecoin. You can pay us in anything you want. That's the change that we're going to be making. And we're going to embrace this full on. Because do you remember in the 90s, do you remember those people going, internet, that'll never take off. Do you remember Netflix going into Blockbuster and trying to sell it? And Blockbuster were like, well, online streaming, that'll never take off. And here we are, 2021, we do everything online. Why would we not do this? One of the things I found on online was, obviously it's online because where else are you going to find it? I don't even buy newspapers or magazines anymore. I just read everything online. I don't watch TV. I watch Netflix, which is not TV. It's an online, everything that we do, we're consuming it all online. Okay, 6 million newbies have bought coins on Robinhood crypto already in 2021. 6 million people who had never bought cryptocurrency have now bought cryptocurrency in 2021. The date of this article, I don't know when it was, just recent. Let me just see. February the 26th. Okay. So in less than 2 months, 6 million extra people have bought coins via Robinhood. Like, forget about all the other methods of buying. They simply bought through Robinhood 6 million people in 8 weeks. Think about this. Where do you think it's going? If it's going down and buying, it's not going, I can't see it going down. But you can't take my word for it. None of this is financial advice, and you have to treat everything that you might lose it. So let me read it. Retail users have flocked to cryptocurrencies in 2021, with Robinhood reporting an increase of new monthly crypto traders 15 times last year's average. I don't know if that's 15 times of the whole of last year. It wouldn't surprise me. Let's see. It's 15 times the 2020 average. In the first 8 weeks of this year, Robinhood have had a 15-fold increase of the entirety of 2020. So according to the company's new report, crypto goes mainstream. More than 3 million new users purchased from Robinhood in January, with more than 2.9 in February. As such, it's expanded by 6 million in 2021 so far. By contrast, the platform revealed the largest number of new users transacting on Robinhood crypto last year was just 401,000. The largest number of new users was in July, 401,000, when trade activity surged in the lead up to Bitcoin's third block reward halving, which basically means it's harder to, if you're mining blockchain crypto, Bitcoin, it's much harder to mine it. Look, people are getting involved in this. I'm just really interested. Have you guys got Bitcoin? Have you got Ethereum? Have you got Litecoin? Have you got, what have you got? What, have you got anything? Something I just want to end on before we leave here is last year, or not last year, the year before, 2019, one of the things that I was looking at, I'm just going to find now, see if it's still for sale. One of the things I was looking at, like, literally ridiculous things I was looking at. I like to investigate things, and I like to look at, you know, crazy stuff, like how do spiders smell? Like, I want to know that bit of information, right? Like crazy stuff. But one of the things that I was looking for was, let me just see, sort by display energy. So I was looking at hydroelectric dams to buy, okay? And I think the lowest one was like 400,000. And basically, it was a water mill that converted the flow of the water into electricity. And the reason why I was doing that was I wouldn't say seriously looking, because, you know, it's quite a crazy thing to do. But I was actually looking at a hydroelectric dam to fund, to power the ant miners, which is how you mine Bitcoin. And then Bitcoin price dropped, and then it's like there's just no point. But this one has a generating capacity, for example, of 11.5 megawatts. That's enough to juice more than 8,600 homes and as many as 11,000 homes, depending on the season, and it's carbon neutral. This is basically water wheels next to a river turning, generating electricity. Let me see if it says how much it was for sale. The one I looked at was like 380,000 euros. Not a lot of money at all. And you wouldn't need to heat it either, because all you have to do is plug in your Bitcoin mining rigs, and that would heat, give you as much heat as you like, because it generates a lot of heat, you see. I'm trying to find one with a price here. Let's do Europe. This was one was in like Bulgaria or something ridiculous. Let's see here. See if I can find it for you, because I think it's pretty interesting. I can't find the prices for whatever reason. But in terms of mining Bitcoin, like all those people were laughed at. Well, Bitcoin, it's only $1,000. It's not worth it. They mined the Bitcoin. They bought the ant miners. I bet ant miners, if you look on ant miners, ant miner S9 price. Let's have a look. You can actually buy these on Amazon. If you want to mine your own Bitcoin, you can do. It's harder now, but you can do it. Where's the S9? Get rid of that. So you've got one here, a Todd Miner, $2,300, a Xeon Turbo, $7,000. So if you want to mine your own Bitcoin, then you can absolutely do that. Here we go. Where's the Ant Miner T17, $600. Like, you ain't going to mine anything on one of those, by the way. You pay for what you get with this. But you can mine your own Bitcoin. And so one of my ideas was to buy a whole bunch of these and just connect them up to a hydro dam. You buy an S19 for 2,500, an S19 Pro for 3,500. And interestingly, these weren't as expensive. The more the price went up, the more the Bitcoin mining rigs went up in value as well. And so some people did this. They went down this path. They spent a lot of money on electricity. They had solar panels fitted. They had wind turbines fitted. And they just mined Bitcoin. They made millions of pounds on doing it. There's more than one way to skin a cat here. And this is one of the beautiful things on Bitcoin and blockchain, is that there are so many different ways. So Spotted, wonderful profile pic there. He's in. What have you got, just out of interest? I'm just interested in what you've got. You don't tell me the figures, just tell me what you've bought into. But one of the things I like is about blockchain is you might go down the NFT route. You might buy a LeBron James because you like basketball. I love basketball, have done for the last 34 years, loved it. And imagine if you'd have bought a Kobe Bryant NFT. Imagine if this had come out, like, you know, 18 months ago, and then Kobe died. Imagine the value of that, for example. And when LeBron James retires, imagine the value that that's going to be as well. That's why we've bought into. Or you can mine your own Bitcoin. Or you can go to the markets and you can trade Bitcoin. or you can look at the underlying network and infrastructure, and that's the type of token that you can buy. There's so many different ways of doing it. You can be an artist and create your own NFT and make $6.6 million in less than 20 minutes like Grimes did. The opportunities out there are tremendous. And I think, like I keep saying, we are on for a fundamental shift in the way that we do things in 2021. Art is going to be top dollar. There's going to be so much art sold in 2021. It will eclipse all the other art that's ever been sold. I'm absolutely sure of it. So thank you for joining us today. Our first one went on for far too long, much longer than I expected, but we're 37 minutes in, 36 minutes in. But this is just where we're at. If you want to join me for next week's, we're going to run an experiment. We're going to buy a coin and we're just going to see what happens with that coin. I'm not going to tell you which coin is. It's currently trading at, what's it called again? I've forgotten what it's called. This particular coin, it's fairly new. It's trading at $37. It was like $30 yesterday, and a couple of days before that was $20. And I'm here faffing around, not buying it. So we're going to buy it, and then you can laugh at me next week, and you can have a look and see. Let's have a look. So you got Dogecoin, Cardano. Well done. Seller coin. What did you buy Dogecoin for? I pronounce it. What did you buy in at? I got in about 40 cents on that, I think it was. But I think that's going up, you know. That's a $10 coin, I reckon. In the next 10 years, that's fine. We didn't put a huge amount of money into it. Anyway, I need to go. Put it in, and I can see when you type after the live stream has finished. Thank you for joining us, folks. We're back live again, 12 o'clock next Thursday. We're going to do the crypto show every single Thursday. We'll try and bring on a couple of guests talking about NFTs and crypto, and we'll just see what sort of people we get on and what sort of opinions other people have. One of the big things that I've learned is to go with my own opinion here. And I looked at Cardano and I was like, oh, it's gone up too much. And, you know, in a year's time, I would look at that and go, I should have just bought the damn thing, right? But there's only so much money to go into crypto. And, you know, you should be running a business to generate cash that then goes into long-term assets. For me, it's been property in the last 22 years. That's moving into cryptocurrency. Pretty much everything that we do now goes into cryptocurrency because, and it might be blockchain or it might be NFTs, but that's what we're doing. That's our new level of investment. And actually, just to finish up on this, and I'm not suggesting you do this at all, but the money that I put in every single month into an index fund I stopped that yesterday, and I've actually drawn out all that money into an ISA from the ISA, so it's all tax-free profit. And that's also going to go into cryptocurrency. We're just going to roll the dice and see where we are in the next couple of years. If it all falls over and goes wrong, fair enough. But I think we're right at the start where we used to be in the 90s with the internet. And I think that's how far we've got to go. Anyway, thank you for joining. We will catch up with you. We're live again tomorrow on the Mindset and Hustle show. So come and join me for that. And we'll speak to you then. My name's Dan Latto. Have a good day, folks. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.